In today's episode, I want to think out loud with you about the gospel reading for this weekend and invite your reactions to it. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I think we've maybe done what I'm about to do in this episode once or twice. I don't think many times. But all I'd like to do is sort of think out loud with you today about the gospel reading for this upcoming weekend in worship, which I'll be preaching on. And so it's a little bit of inside baseball. I am sitting with this passage and the other appointment. Passages, you know, resting with them, reading about them, studying them, and discerning what out of these messages or passages, and particularly the gospel, might I want to tease out to talk about this weekend in my sermon. So I'm inviting you to participate basically in that process. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to read the gospel. It's not particularly long. And then I'm just going to mention a few notes about it, which you are welcome to think about if you'd like. But I would also invite truly any reactions or reflections you might have about the passage beyond the notes that I'm going to lift up. And by the way, as always in early middle of the week, I have no idea where this is going to lead in terms of the sermon. Some of what I mentioned today might end up being part of the sermon, and I might go in a totally different direction. And that's sort of, again, that has to do with the inside baseball part of what I'm talking about today. So in any case, the gospel for the weekend is from the 17th chapter of Luke. It's verses 11 to 19. It's about the healing of 10 lepers is the word that's used. It's probably more broadly some kind of skin condition. It probably doesn't mean leprosy as we necessarily think of it. And again, let me just read it, and then I'll come back and point out a couple things about it. So this is, again, Luke chapter 17, beginning with verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." So, again, it starts with, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. So right away, we're presented with this idea of a boundary space, and you could tease that out in all kinds of ways, not only geographically, but also theologically, boundaries between faith and doubt, or between sinner and saint, or between clean and unclean. Those are possible directions, I think, for a passage like this. It is interesting. The word, eventually the lepers see Jesus and they say to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." That word master is used only in Luke in relation to Jesus, and it's used other than in this instance only by his disciples. And so that's an interesting fact that these lepers, who presumably have never met Jesus before but clearly know something of him, are aware of who he is and automatically have a sense of wanting to honor him by calling him master. They are, of course, all made clean. He says to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." That would have been required if you had this condition, so the priest could inspect you. And as they go, it becomes clear that they are made clean. And of course, famously, only one of them returns. And we read, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And so the first instance is made clean. The one that comes back is, we're told again, healed. Other words for that would be made whole or saved. So again, there's this idea of, okay, well, is something happening for this one who came back that didn't happen for the other nine? All of them were made clean, but were those other nine also made whole more fully? Or was the one made whole or saved or healed in a deeper way because he recognized who had done the healing for him? We're told he turned back and praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And I will say, I will be very surprised if one of the themes on this weekend as I reflect on this passage doesn't have to do with gratitude. I am, as I was reading this initially, even earlier this week, immediately I thought of G.K. Chesterton's line, the important thing or the critical thing about life is whether we take things for granted or take things with gratitude. And it does, it seemed to me, have to do with a posture that we have. We can always find things to complain or gripe about. It takes maybe practice exercising our muscles of gratitude to remind ourselves that we also always have things to be thankful for. So I may reflect on that a bit, but clearly this one of the 10 lepers sensed profoundly a sense of gratitude and wanted to say thank you to someone, namely to Jesus, who had healed him and made him clean. And then very interestingly, there's just a single sentence about this. It says, and he was a Samaritan. And this, again, gives us a lot of opportunity to tease out insider-outsider kind of ideas, people who, again, we read this and we think, oh, well, this is 2,000 years ago. What could it possibly have to do with us? And yet, I think in last week's episode, we talked about the fruit of the Spirit and sort of the opposites. And, you know, anger, resentment, bitterness, jealousy are all a huge part of the culture we live in today. And I think we overestimate ourselves if we think, oh, well, those silly people 2,000 years ago, they fought with each other. We've gotten beyond that. We would never fight or think badly of someone. And so I think there's something important there. Jesus says, were not 10 made clean, the other nine, where are they? So there's the question of, okay, where do we find ourselves? Where do we locate ourselves in the reading? Are we the one who returns? Or are we among the nine who have been given so much by God, but are unable or unwilling to say thank you, or even to recognize all that we've been given? And then the reading ends with, Jesus said to him, to the one who returns, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. That phrase in Luke's writing always anticipates some very important moment in someone's life and suggests there are other things that are going to happen after it. So I think of the Annunciation for Mary. She goes off and sees Elizabeth. I think about Paul when he's asked by God to go to Damascus. Or I think of the prodigal son who has gone off and his life has become a hot mess and decides in the end, oh, I think I need to get up and go to my father, right? And so there's this charge. And again, it seems to me we will very likely spend a little time reflecting together this weekend on what has God charged us who have been freed, who have been saved, who have been healed, who have been made whole. What is God charging us to do as we go off get up and go on our way? So again, some provisional preliminary thoughts about a really important reading. As I said at the beginning, I would genuinely be interested if you, well, one, I'd encourage you to take a look at this in your own Bibles to read it. And then again, if you have thoughts or ideas or things that sort of shimmer for you as you read this passage, I would love for you to comment about those below. And who knows, maybe that will become part of the message this weekend as well. I do hope to see you this weekend, either in person or online. Thanks for being with me today. And as always, until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.